In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and God, Amen. This miracle is one of the very wonderful miracles our Lord Jesus Christ has ever performed. During his incarnation on earth, and because of the importance of this miracle, the church begins the Holy Week by celebrating this miracle. And the church also calls Saturday, the first day in the Holy Week, Saturday of Lazarus. And because of that, very many lessons that we can learn from this miracle. And because of our time, every Saturday, every Sunday in the morning, we'll only meditate on one or two or three maximum lessons of this gospel. St. John specialized chapter 11 from the beginning to the end in 45 verses to explain full details. All the circumstances around this miracle and how did it happen. Explaining the different views of the people and as well insisting to explain the Godhead and the great love of our Lord Jesus Christ to us. The disciples wanted to go with our Lord Jesus Christ to Bethany to die with Lazarus. And this is what Thomas said. And sometimes we think, how did Thomas say, let us go and die with him? Do you know? Our Lord Jesus Christ said, Lazarus is dead, and I'm going to awake him, to raise him. Then Thomas said, let us go and die, because Jesus Christ will raise us as he is going now to Lazarus to raise him. This is a very important point from Thomas, the disciple. So long we are with our Lord Jesus Christ and we feel his presence in our life, even if we die, he is able to resurrect us. He is able to arise us. And this is the first lesson. Last week we were speaking about how to live with Jesus Christ, or how to live Jesus Christ himself. And we saw that through the baptism, those who were baptized to Christ have put on Christ. And our Lord Jesus Christ said to Mary and Martha, one after one, I am the resurrection and the life. Then when I put on life, when I put on resurrection, so I should not die. But if in case by my will, my desire, my own weakness, I may fall in sin which causes the death to me, in me there is still the power of the resurrection. In me there is still the possibility of gaining life again. And this is the meaning when Thomas said, "Let us go and die with Lazarus." We don't care of death. We are not scared of death. Why? Because we have with us the resurrection and the life. This is the first lesson. And here is a very important question. Do you feel really the presence of Jesus? Do you feel really that the Lord Jesus Christ is in you? Do you feel really that you have the power of resurrection and you have the power of life or regaining life again? Do you believe in that? And if you believe in that, do you work on it? It's very important. Very important. Today, our Lord Jesus Christ went to Lazarus. He arose him after 4 days. 4 days. After his body was corrupted. But nothing is impossible to the Lord. He can arise me. Not even after 4 days. But after 40 years. At any time in my life. He is able to resurrect me. He is able to give me life after death. Number two, the concept of life and death in Christianity. It's very important. What is life and what is death? In the world, life means I am born and then my parents issue for a birthday certificate, and I have the birthday certificate, and then I have the ID to prove that I am alive. This is in the world. Then, when I leave this world, then issue for me a certificate of death. This is the death in the eyes of the world. But for us as Christians, the matter completely is different. Why? When I was born, then I got a birthday certificate on the date of my birth on it. But after that, I got another certificate. And this certificate, not only the rebirth, but also it carries in it the power of death and the power of resurrection. When I was baptized. When I was baptized, I take off the old nature, the nature which is inherited, the original sin, and the nature which I brought to myself, the ability and the desire, and put myself in submission to Satan by listening to the serpents from Adam and Eve, I take that out. I took this nature from me in the baptism. Then, I put on the resurrection and life. Then I am confirmed with the spirit of life in the confirmation. 36 crosses on my body from head to my toes. To my feet. then this certificate differs completely from the birthday certificate. The birth certificate proves that I am alive on earth. But the other certificate, which I got in the baptism, proves that I am living forever. I'm living without death. No birth certificate will be issued for me because I already died with Jesus Christ, was buried with Jesus Christ in the baptism, and then I resurrected with him in the baptism. And the Holy Spirit is confirmed in me. Now, what happens to me? I will never die. I will never die. This is the concept of the death and life in Christianity. In Christianity, because we are born from water and spirit, no power on earth or in heavens will kill us again. It may kill the body, but we will not be able to kill the new nature that I got when I was baptized. I hope you understand me clearly, because this will lead us to the third point. If I am alive, if I have the power of resurrection in me, if I am living in Christ, why do I fall in sin again? Why do I go to death again? Why do I have lustful thoughts or actions or words again? This because when the Lord gave me the power of resurrection and the power of life, he did not take from me his nature of freedom. From the beginning, when he breathed in Adam and Eve to be living creatures, to be on his likeness, among them was the freedom. So I am free to work with the power of resurrection in me, and I am free to ignore it. I am free to obey the guidance of the Holy Spirit in me, and I'm free to reject it. That's why the Lord said to me, be out of evil to live. اتركوا الشر فتحيوا. Leave the evil and you will live. Why? Because when I obey him, then I will live in the power of resurrection in me. Then what happens when I leave the world? Nothing. Nothing will hurt me. On the contrary, I will be glad. On the contrary, I will go forward for that. That's why our martyrs throughout the history of Christianity, they used to go to death in the concept of the world, but actually it wasn't death. They were going to the eternal life. They were going to the best life. They were going to the everlasting glory with Jesus Christ. This is the concept of life and death. Now, the fourth and the last point is, if I have faith in him, if I have put the resurrection and the life in me, if I would like to inherit heavens, then I will not be scared of death. I will not be scared or frightened of Jesus Christ as judge. Why? Because I deal with him as Redeemer, as the source of power, as the resurrection in my life. If you are free, really, the true freedom is not to go to death, or not to go to the actions, or not to go to the places, or not to go to the atmospheres, or not to go to the circumstances which cause death again for you. This is the true freedom. The true freedom is not to do whatever you want. The true freedom is to do whatever keeps you alive, keeps you in resurrection, keeps you dealing, obeying, listening to the voice of the source of life in you, which is the Holy Spirit. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ now is saying to every one of us, starting with my weakness, Fulan, come forth. Come forth. Halum kharigan, come forth from the darkness of the tomb. Come forth from the slavery of the tomb. Come forth from the corruption of the tomb. Come forth from the death of the tomb and be alive with me. The word that the Lord said to Lazarus is an eternal word. It's not just for Lazarus. It's for every Lazarus. Every single Lazarus must hear the voice of the Lord saying, come forth from the death to life. And it is very easy for us now. Why? Because easily we do have already the power of resurrection in us. We do have already the power of life on us. And if we ignore it, if we reject it, if we do not listen to it, sometime we have the ability to repent, to correct ourselves, and to renew the power in us. How? By coming to the table of the Lord. Come to the table of the Lord. Receive his holy body. Drink his precious blood. Regain the power of resurrection in you. Glory be to God forever. Amen.